Yeah, I think his neck is 13.5 radius. I used to know. I think it's 13 or 13.5 or something like that. Maybe smaller, 12.5 or something. You know, I forgot to say, too, when this Epiphone of mine here, this Dot, when it was still stock, it sounded, the top pickup sounded beautiful. I like playing clean most of the time. I like going straight through the amp and playing, you know, no, even though I own distortion pedals and blues drivers and everything, once in a while it's fun to experiment. But I had a friend, I forgot to say, I had a friend who had a Gibson 335, and he came over and he was playing this thing. And he offered to trade me the 335 for this guitar and maybe $300, $400 cash. Give him the guitar and $300, $400 cash, and he'd give me his 335. I told him no, man, no deal.
I don't blame you. See, I'm kind of a pedal guy. I go, oh, good Lord, I have probably 50 in my basement, and I singled out the ones I use. I got rid of some of my amps. The hill that I will die on is my PV 5150 Model 2. It is the best sounding amp on the planet for heavy gain and high distortion and serious crunch. The clean tone is still pretty good, but that amp is just ungodly when it comes to aggressive tone. My clean tone amp is an old school twin reverb clone from a company called Alamo down in Texas, and these things were like hand-wired clones of the Fender amps. That thing just, it's fantastic.